Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, huge win over the Jets, but it's a quick turnaround with none other than the Packers coming up. Take me back into the mind of a player. How tough is it for that quick turnaround physically and mentally?
You know, physically and mentally, it's always a challenge, but they're fortunate because I think there's going to be some similarities in their game planning for next week. The defensive fronts are both the Jets and the Green Bay Packers are very confusing. So with that being said, you can have a game plan that takes part of the process that you've already learned from this past week and use it for next week.
Bears have not had a lot of success against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers of late. Does that even matter at this point with so many new players on the team?
It does matter because Aaron Rodgers is always great. There's no doubt about it. He has an entire different influence on his offense. He can make a bad player even look good. And right now, Aaron Rodgers is going with some deficiencies in the offensive line, but he still has one of the most accurate arms in the NFL. He's an incredible decision maker behind center, and he's got a really complements well with his head coach.
I was kind of surprised in watching the Green Bay-Detroit game that the offense, the Packers' offense, seems so out of sync. I know the Lions have a great pass rush, especially in Detroit. What can the Bears do to continue the Packers on that same path?
Crowd noise. That's one thing you need. If you ever look at a team and they do look out of sync, they're having a difficult time running the ball, it's because there's no verbal commands at the line of scrimmage. So there's no consistency in all 10 guys getting off the ball at once because the quarterback is the 11th. So with that being said, if the crowd shows up Sunday at Soldier Field, they're extremely supportive. That's one way that you can give Jared Allen, Lamar Houston, Willie Young, Stephen Pia, all those guys, Ego Ferguson and Will Sutton, all those guys, the incentive, the ability to get off the ball first.
The Bears have really suffered a lot of injuries so far this season, minor ones, major ones. The result is a lot of rookies have been on the field. I counted four plays by rookies and just in the red zone against the Jets. Moving forward and not knowing who's going to be available for the Packers game, how important is it to get these rookies up to speed? And as a veteran, what can they do to help that process?
Study. Take your own individual personal time and study. But I got to really compliment the assistant coaches of the Chicago Bears because they've done a great job. Every time anybody's went into the lineup, they were mentally prepared. Whether it's as physical as the offensive line or as fluid as the defensive backfield, I really am impressed with the offensive coaches and the defensive coaches up and down the board of having their players prepared.
Great stuff as always, Tom. I always want to end with you telling the story about one of your experiences against the opponent that week. The Packers, there's endless stories, I'm sure. I want to know about the 1985 game, though, up there, the physical game. Walter Payton gets thrown over the bench, a ton of penalty flags, and you guys escape with a win. What's the one thing lasting memory from that game for you?
You know, it was a real competition between coaches, Forrest Gregg and Mike Ditka. They had a history that went back, and they had each of their teams prepared. No matter what the record was, it was going to be as physical as possible. Even Matt Sui got hit 2 or 3 seconds after the conclusion of a play. But it's a great battle. It's one of the most exciting games in the lifetime of a Chicago Bear. Going to Lambeau Field or going to Soldier Field and playing against the green and gold, there's nothing finer.
He's fired up. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.